This is Pence's third trip to Afghanistan, but first since President Obama's order of 30,000 additional troops to deploy to the country. Pence says he believes Obama's current strategy will work, given it has enough time to play out. He says there should be no timeline for withdrawal from the war, saying the 8-year conflict should continue indefinitely until the military's objectives are met.
I'm not sure that time is more important than victory. In fact, I think victory is more important than time. I think it's imperative that we find a way to achieve a success for the people of Afghanistan and achieve security for our people and come home just every bit as soon as possible. I do think there is a danger anytime you signal on a field of battle when you're going to begin to quit fighting.
Some estimates show only 100 al-Qaeda members left in Afghanistan. But Pence says the Taliban currently poses a bigger threat with its 18 to 27,000 active insurgents.
Most information suggests that the numbers of al-Qaeda that actually reside in Afghanistan is fairly low because most of their locus of operation is what are called the ungoverned territories in Pakistan.
Pence also dined with Indiana soldiers during his stay, saying their morale is high. Later this week, a contingent of the National Guard's Indiana agribusiness team based out of Camp Atterbury, which is in Pence's district, returns from a 10-month deployment. The third-term congressman also made the trip abroad as a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.